The Ghost of Buena Vista, from Embrace the Hideous Immaculate, by Chad Hensley. Halfway down Biloxi Beach, on the other side of Highway 90, right beneath the rising on-ramp stood the Buena Vista Hotel. As a boy, I visited for a day every summer during a science fiction convention, dropped off way early by Dad, on his way to work despite the weekend. Waiting for the dealer's room to open, I hung out near the basement, in a tiny mildewed room that played kung fu films and Japanese monster movies around the clock on a pulled-down screen and classroom projector. Piles of round canisters littering the floor in the back corner like a graveyard of tiny flying saucers. Strands of celluloid unwinding alien intestines. My third summer at the hotel, under a dusk-bruised sky of purples and deep reds, I kissed a girl on the third-story balcony. She had long hazelnut hair and skin like bars of fresh soap. Brown eyes, deep pools of molten molasses. A warm breeze scented the cooling shadows with spice of distant oceans and blooming honeysuckle. She was babysitting her brother. Like an emaciated Quasimodo, he walked as if he was humpbacked, right hand curled to his chest, pretending to pick lice from his body and flick it at passers-by. He stalked the halls, stinging caterpillars crawling on his bare arms and shoulders. His grades were poor, except for a perfect score in science. In college, I returned to the hotel. Rows of rusted, chain-linked fence blocked most of the driveway. Lower balconies overgrown with impenetrable walls of thorned vine. Despite the huge patchwork of boards nailed over the main entrance, a small hole led into the lobby. Every floor was covered with broken glass, jagged pieces of mirrored walls reflecting a thousand fractured images of dark hair and gleeful eyes, shadows thrusting in the darkness, sharp points of flashlight bouncing.